Hello. Welcome back to the Honest Hour podcast. It has been another hot minute, and I am here today to talk to you about goals. Goals, objectives, and understanding your why. And it's really fitting that we're having this conversation today because it sort of goes in line with how I'm going to explain to you. I've been off air for so long. So, without further ado, let me start with this. Rachel Hollis, if you haven't heard of her, you've probably heard of her book, Girl, Wash Your Face. She is a public speaker, an author, a motivational guru, and she recently did a podcast on her podcast channel about goals. And it inspired me to do this podcast. I love so much of what Rachel has to say, and I really enjoyed her podcast about goals as well. She started her podcast off talking about how whenever she decides to scale up or step into her power and pursue a goal, that what usually starts to happen shortly after she starts showing up for that goal is she gets obstacles in her way. And it's in the pursuit of overcoming these obstacles that you can achieve your goals. And this stood out to me for a number of reasons. The most important one being I can really relate to that. On the one hand, there have been goals that I've achieved despite the obstacles putting themselves in my way. And then there's goals that I've pursued and eventually stopped pursuing because the obstacles became too much to overcome for me.
Hello, and welcome to the Honest Hour podcast. I am Christina Mazurek, your host, and I believe that to be honest is to try to convince someone of your discovered truth of something. Your honesty is your work, your story, your relationships, and your worldview. The Honest Hour podcast is a collective voice of global influences. It is through honest conversations out loud that we can rise together through a more diverse understanding of the world. This is your honesty. Enjoy today's episode.
And it made me wonder why. And it also led me to think about this podcast and had me thinking, you know, I've had this podcast for about 4 years now, and I've been very inconsistent with recording. And it made me ask myself, you know, what exactly are my goals with this podcast? What am I trying to achieve? And have there been obstacles in my way? And it makes me think to this time last year when I had also taken quite a long sabbatical from recording and decided to come back online and do an episode called Why I Stepped Back from Social Media and What My Plan Is Moving Forward. And it's funny that I'm doing the same thing again a year later, but bear with me. Made me think, why did I take that sabbatical back in, well, if we are now in March 2023, this would have been March 2022. I had just come off like a 4 to 6 month sabbatical again. What obstacles had gotten in my way that made me stop recording and pull back? And I haven't re-listened to that episode. I actually never re-listened to my episodes. Somehow hearing myself talk and wax lyrical makes me want to cringe. I don't know if anyone could relate. I'm sure actors do the same. They don't want to watch their own movies. Maybe they don't. Anyways, I haven't re-listened to that episode, but I do remember what obstacles got in my way. And I don't even consider them obstacles. I consider them more important goals. And I'll get a little bit more into that, but let me explain. When I was pursuing my podcast goals quite heavily in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, on and off, of course, what kept happening time and time for me again is more important things in life would start to, quote, distract me from this podcast. And one of the most important moments to explain an example of that is one day I was recording and my son's school called me because he had eaten a cashew that I had put in his lunchbox because I was in a rush and I was frazzled packing his lunch. And a cashew sounds quite innocent, unless, of course, he's like 2 years old and he can choke on a cashew, but he wasn't. He was 4 years old and he has a life-threatening cashew allergy, which I knew about. I didn't know the severity of it, but I knew that he was allergic. We'd gone for tests and we were told to avoid the allergens, and he had a number of them, cashew being the worst one, we found out in hindsight. And that incident landed us up in hospital and led me on an inward personal journey of thinking about what my priorities were. So when I was listening to Rachel Hollis's podcast about goals, and she hosted so many people giving their testimonies on that podcast who were so inspiring in telling their stories of their pursuit of their goals and what they've achieved. And I don't want to just detract from that at all. I don't want to minimize their experiences at all. What I'm saying is sometimes the obstacles that arise in the pursuit of our goals are not obstacles, they are greater goals. And the only way to know whether they are obstacles or wake-up calls is to get really familiar with yourself and understanding your why. Why are you seeking to achieve the goal you've set out to achieve? You also have to revisit your values. What's important to you? Is this obstacle that's standing in my way more important to me, or is my goal more important to me? And I think it's going to be different every time. And you also have to be realistic about your goals. Maybe you can pursue that goal and the obstacle in your way isn't a wall, it's just a little speed bump telling you to slow down. This is not the priority right now. It's important. It's up there. You can definitely pursue it, but do you have to pursue it as consistently as you're pursuing it? Do you have to be as hard on yourself as you're being? So a good example of this I like to refer to is if you set out to have any fitness or nutritional goals, you want to lose weight or you want to achieve a fitness goal, like run a mile or do the couch to 5K or do a triathlon. When you start pursuing those goals, whether it's with yourself or you're working with a mentor or a coach, you'll want to start off by clearly identifying your objectives and what your goal is in the pursuit of that achievement. So if you're working with a fitness coach, a personal trainer, or a nutritionist, they'll sit down with you and say, cool, what are your goals here? And it's really important to understand your objectives when you're pursuing the goal that you're going to write down. So if you are obese and you want to lose 80 kilograms, the plan set before you is going to look different than if you are a healthy weight for your body and you just want to reduce your body fat percentage or have more energy. So depending on your goals, your plan is going to look really different. And if you don't understand what your goals are based on your objectives, your values, your purpose, your why, then you can easily get distracted by, quote, obstacles along the way that will continue to keep raising their heads until you finally get the point and stick to your own personal plan. So some of those walls or speed bumps that come up in the way I've personally found tend to be ego, personal ambition. You can set off to achieve something because it's a personal goal for you that you want to have faith in yourself that you can achieve something you put your mind to. And then very quickly, you get very distracted and you raise the stakes because you're actually looking for someone else's approval or you have envy, you want to beat someone at something, and then you get blurry vision in your pursuit of this goal, and you start to spin out. That can be prevented if, when you come into contact with these speed bumps, these roadblocks, these walls in the way, you spend a little bit of time revisiting your values, what's important to you, not to other people, and what was your why. The other reason we get speed bumps, like I said earlier, is that we're being told to slow down. Be realistic with what you can achieve and the pursuit of that specific goal and realistic timeframes for you. In other words, where is this goal on your list of other priorities? So going back to the podcast I did last year about why I stepped back from social media, what happened after that? I did the podcast. I recorded about 11 more episodes that year. I also raised my two older boys. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom. And I started to scale an Airbnb property listing. And it's doing really well. So it was difficult to continue to pursue the objectives that I had set out for the podcast goal when I had all these other things going on too. And I was constantly being asked to step back and reassess. In addition to those things, I also had a baby last year. And there was a lot of medical complications that sort of popped up in that journey. My son was born a little bit early, and he was born with congenital pneumonia, which is a rare thing. I was sick towards the end of my pregnancy, and then I was better, and then something didn't feel right. In fact, I was recording an episode, and I stopped recording 7 minutes into the episode, and I decided I needed to call my doctor. I was about 37 weeks pregnant. I called my doctor, and he wasn't there, but another doctor was. And I explained to her what I was feeling. I had a little bit of pain in my abdomen, and I hadn't felt movement for the last 4 hours, which I thought maybe I'm overreacting, even though I'm a third-time mom. You know, maybe I'm just worrying because it's the end of the pregnancy, and it's so close now, and. She said, no, I don't like what I'm hearing. I want you to pack your bags just in case and come in. So my husband came home, got me from work, and we went to the hospital. And they monitored me for 24 hours. And at the end of that, decided that because there was reduced fetal movement, they're going to do a C-section and take the baby out. So that happened, and quite suddenly. And my son had trouble breathing, and he had to go straight to the neonatal ward, the NICU, and he had to get support with oxygen and with a breathing mask, and he had to be connected to a lot of tubes and monitors to feed him and to gauge all of his vitals. He was there for 6 days, so I didn't get to hold him for 6 days. And during that time in the hospital, I stayed in the hospital, and I was very fortunate to have my parents come out and help me, as well as my husband take some time off work and be home, as well as some domestic support with cleaning. And I stayed in that hospital and expressed my breast milk like it was my full-time job, because I couldn't do anything else for my baby. I just had to be near and continue to express milk that they gave to him in a feeding tube. And by the end of those 6 days, he had improved enough, and he didn't want to latch for breastfeeding, which is a whole nother podcast, the topic of breastfeeding, but he was able to drink through a bottle. And because he was doing well, we got to go home. And yeah, the medical complications didn't end there. Once we got home, I came down with a very bad case of mastitis, which, if you're listening to this and you haven't had a breastfeeding journey, or you have and you've never heard of this, you're lucky. Congratulations. I don't wish it on anyone, but mastitis is an infection when you're breastfeeding. So it's, you get clogged ducts and your body comes down with an infection and you get a high fever and all of the other yucky, terrible symptoms that come along with an infection. So that happened 2 days after we finally got home from the hospital. And I'm still trying to breastfeed him at that point, and we're struggling with the latching, and I come down with a really bad fever, and I've got an infection. I have to go on antibiotics, and then my C-section wound also gets infected, and I have to go get that treated, and then there's complications with the healing. I have to go for wound care. So there were a whole lot of things that happened that were roadblocks or obstacles in the way of pursuing this other goal. My podcast. So when I hit those speed bumps or those obstacles or bumps in the road, whatever you want to call them, I'm obviously faced with a decision. Do I put my head down and pursue this goal regardless of the obstacles in the way, which were my baby, my health, my family's needs? Oh, on top of all of this, my husband got a back injury and he wasn't able to help me as much as I needed at home. So we had to hire help. And then there's just reduced time. There's reduced opportunity. Even if I have the time at home, I have a baby that might cry when I'm recording. How am I going to manage that? My youngest son started kindergarten, or my middle son, not my youngest at that point. He was my youngest, and then I had a third one. And he is going to start learning how to read and reach all these other milestones in his life. That's going to take time and energy and focus. And then we talk about the mother mental load. So all of these things rearing their head and popping up in the way really continue to force me to put this passion project of mine on the back burner. And that's okay. I had no heartache or upset about that. Absolutely, it had to go completely to the side. But then it goes to the side for so long, I wonder, is there any point continuing? You know, I've been doing this on and off for 4 years, and what have I actually really achieved? Is this really touching people's lives? What is this bringing me? And that's where those obstacles start to make me question what my personal objectives are with this podcast. And I want to spend a little bit of time discussing with all of you. This is the Honest Hour podcast, after all, so I will be honest. If you're new to listening to this podcast, why did I start recording this podcast in the first place? And I was actually answering this question yesterday for someone who I was chatting to at my son's swim lessons. And he said, "Oh, you have a podcast. Why do you have a podcast?" And I said, "Oh, well, that's a good question, because I'm actually on a journey of trying to analyze that same question myself and understand what my new objectives and goals will be for it. Do I close the podcast? Do I change direction? Do I put it on pause until my kids are all grown up and I can actually give it the focus I want to give it?" So to answer his question and to answer yours listening today, I started this podcast as to be a platform to share my own honest and open healing out loud with others. It was really cathartic for me to share my thoughts as I embarked on the journey of writing a memoir about my childhood. If you're not familiar with that, you can go back to earlier episodes. Like I said, I don't remember what I said in those episodes because I never re-listened to my episodes. But I started writing a podcast I started writing a memoir in 2018, which I worked with an editor on. I finished the memoir. It's about 180,000 words. And I went through therapy during this time. I read a lot of books. I put my heart and soul, my sweat, blood, and tears, everything into writing this memoir. And it was an amazing opportunity to heal from childhood trauma. I was given up for adoption when I was 10 years old. And leading up to that point, I lived in a really poor family, military family. And I witnessed things that a child shouldn't have to witness. I was subjected to different forms of abuse that children should not be subjected to. And for the most part, I was greatly neglected and unparented. And it led to the moment in time, which will always be the moment where it was before this moment and after this moment. And that was the day my dad drove me to a foster home and signed some paperwork and said goodbye. And I never saw him again. And that was the first day of the rest of my life, the first 10 years of which I did not process trauma. Until 2018, when I was in the beginning of my own motherhood journey and the trauma surfaced so badly that I had no choice but to try and understand it and to process it. And I did that through writing. And I have never published that memoir. I don't know if I ever will, but it was the most incredible journey of healing and self-exploration that I've ever experienced. And because I spent the time doing that, I am the mother I am today. So I'm really grateful for that. And it also led me to start this podcast, which, like I said, started off with me sharing my own personal healing journey, my thoughts and feedback on personal development, which I do think I'm qualified to talk about since I am where I am today after overcoming the trauma I've had to overcome. I did that through a lot of reading, research, and listening on personal development, as well as a lot of time in cognitive behavioral therapy. Highly recommend it. And the podcast quickly turned into conversations with others, pursuing their own goals, overcoming their own battles and challenges, or advertising a business, a book, or an adventure that they've been working on. And that's why it turned into Your Why is Your Worldview. And it's so fun. It's absolutely amazing. But I have to also take this opportunity to understand and explain to all of you what my goals are moving forward. And after explaining everything I've explained to you now, I think it's safe to say that my real goal with the Honest Hour podcast is to experience joy through connection with others and myself in the pursuit of curiosity and personal growth. It's exploration. It's also going to be incredibly inconsistent because raising an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an almost 1-year-old, it's not at the top of priorities for me. And that's okay. It's going to be a passion project. It's going to be something that brings me joy. It's going to have to be something that has to be inconsistent because it's always going to be the last priority. And it has to be easy. So that all being said, in looking at my history with the podcast and in understanding what my goals are with the podcast moving forward, I think it's safe to say I probably won't share more than about 12 episodes a year. And a lot of those episodes will probably be shared out in the same 2 months, and then the last few sprinkled over the rest of the 10 months of the year. And that's where I'm at with that, and I'm okay with that. And that's this season. I would like to hope that one day there's a season in the future when my children are older, they're more independent, we have a little bit more time, maybe I have a little bit more money to invest in the podcast, I can pay someone to edit the episodes, take off the heavy work off my plate, and just pour my heart and soul into sharing and recording. But this was something that was weighing on my heart. And when I listened to the Rachel Hollis podcast this week and she was talking about goals, and then I met someone who asked me why I started a podcast, and then 3 people came out of the woodworks in the same week asking to be on my podcast, and more on that later, I thought, you know what? These are now opportunities to revisit the goals and the objectives of the Honest Hour podcast. That is my honest truth and my worldview today. I hope you have enjoyed listening to this episode. I hope it's inspired you to get real and honest with yourself on where you might be in your own personal pursuit of a goal. And I hope it also allows you to give yourself the grace you might be needing to step back from a goal and reassess. Because I think it's those moments in questioning where we really elevate ourselves and step into our higher power. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have a minute, you can follow me on Instagram at The Honest Hour Podcast. And I look forward to chatting with you there. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to The Honest Hour Podcast. I hope this recording inspired you to live in your honest truth. And I encourage you, if you enjoyed the episode, to subscribe and to rate the podcast. If you would like to connect with me online, I would love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram at The Honest Hour Podcast, and my website is christinamazurek.co.za. Thank you and have a beautiful day.